Welcome to the Bayside Church Weekly Message Audio Podcast, Cheltenham.
Well, family, Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, there shall be a smile on every face. This is Resurrection Sunday. And every day for the Christian should be Resurrection Day. Amen and amen. And I want to wish all those who are watching on live stream a very, very, very blessed Easter. Today, we're looking at hope because of the resurrection. Hope because of the resurrection. Not wishy-washy hope, but Father God's sure and certain hope, and nothing less. I well remember when we first came out to Australia, Alice and myself, our four children, and my mother-in-law. Alice's mother, either we lived with them, Alice's mum and dad, until Dad died. Either we lived with them or she lived with us for 28 years. Don't you think I've worn well? Hey? Bless her, dear old Nana. And we came out 1969. And I was an Anglican in those days. I had seen the light when I was in England. I was born again and spirit-filled and spoke in tongues and all the rest of it. In fact, I got in trouble with the bishop. He said I did some very un-Anglican things. And one of them was that I was baptizing by total immersion. But I didn't tell him some of the people I baptized were his priests. Ah, well, never mind. But anyway, we got the opportunity to come out to Australia. We felt God calling us out here. And we were given a little parish of Fairy Meadow, which is just north of Wollongong on the Illawarra coast. Beautiful little place. But I know why they sent me there. They sent me there because nobody else would go. And here was a pom coming out, so we'll give it to him. There were three little churches in the parish, and there weren't more than about 20 or 30 people in each little church. Now, we just spent 6 years in a church in England. No, not 6 years, 3 years. 3 years in the church in England. But we've seen that church grow from about 50 or 60 to over 500. And here I was in this place with three little churches and three little congregations. And I thought, Father, what have we come to? But a song which we sing at Bayside summed up how Alice and I felt. I can do all things. I can do everything because it's God who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with our God. And in the truth of that song and the hope it brought, the little churches eventually amalgamated into one church. And when we left it, it was well over 500 people. Hallelujah. Now, will you turn to Mark 16? We'll get down to business. Will you turn to Mark 16? Will you turn to Mark 16? Wakey, wakey. Mark 16, verses 1 to 4. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will stone away from the entrance of the tomb. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, and Mark underlines this, which was very large, had been rolled away. The stone was rolled away. Family, let's notice right at the beginning, the two Marys and Salome surely must have gone to that tomb with the same deep and sincere hope in their hearts that something would have happened as we did when we came out to Australia. They didn't think, well, I don't know what to do. We don't know. If there's a big stone there, how are we going to get it rolled away? No, they went saying, we are going to see our Lord. Somehow, that big stone will be rolled away, positively. That stone, family, that stone was incredibly rolled away from Jesus' tomb. And it's one of the great symbols of the resurrection and of both their hope and your hope and my hope. How could it have been rolled away? Matthew says there was an earthquake and an angel descended from heaven and rolled the stone away. Mark and Luke tell us the women just found the stone rolled away. John says the women just saw the stone had been rolled away. Doesn't matter. The only thing that's important, family, is the stone was rolled away. It was no longer there. It had been placed there by order of Pilate, the governor. Obviously, some priests, some Pharisees, had gone to Pilate, reminded him that Jesus said after 3 days he would be raised again. And they said, Pilate, Jesus' disciples might creep in and take the body away and spread the rumor that Jesus has risen again. You must stop that rumor. And so the stone was placed. And it was very large. Alice and I have been over to Jerusalem. We've seen the big caves in the side of hills that graves were made for. And the openings were covered by a massive disc-shaped stone, a cartwheel-sized millstone. It would take several very, very strong men to put it in place, and several very, very strong men to remove it. But when the women got there, it had been moved. It was moved, family, hallelujah, by the power of God. Why? Because the women had hope. Hope in the resurrection. The resurrection power of God rolled the very large stone away. But I'm sure that hope must have had a very big factor. But this very large stone, family, wasn't the only stone that was removed by the resurrection of Jesus. There were others. In fact, there are many others. But this morning, we've only time to have a look at three. But I believe that there are three of the very largest stones that we can encounter. The first stone is the stone of doubt. Not only did a stone block Jesus' grave, but Peter, Peter had a stone that needed to be moved, a massive millstone around his neck. Can we even begin to imagine how Peter felt when he awoke that first Easter morning? That is, if indeed he was ever able to get to sleep. His mind must have been in a whirl. He'd said, "Master, I'm ready for anything with you. I'll go to jail for you. I will die for you." And Jesus had looked at him and said, "Peter, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times." And Jesus was right. Peter did. He denied his Lord, not once, not twice, but three times. And the cock crowed. And then there was that look, the look that Jesus gave Peter as Jesus was on the way to be crucified. The sound of the rooster that Easter morning must still have been ringing in Peter's ears. The look from Jesus was boring into Peter's mind. The very large stone that was blocking Peter's life was a millstone of doubt. Doubt. Doubt about Jesus. Good man? Yes. Great man? Yes. But Messiah? Savior? He remembered seeing Jesus beaten, tired, in chains. And then the crucifixion. The very thought, this was utter failure. Doubt about himself. He'd left all, but now had so little. All his proud boasts in the past. His part in these last frightful hours. Was God going to use him for anything after this? Was God going to use him for anything? Was he fit to be used by God for anything? He may have doubted he was, but surely, surely he knew Jesus well enough to hope that he would be forgiven. Oh, family, what about us? What about you? What about me? Is it really worth the cost being a Christian? Think about it. All the family tensions. Yeah, we have family tensions too. All the social tensions. The battle between knowing we should witness and yet, when we have an opportunity, chickening out, backing off. Being too scared. What will others think? What might others do? What will others say behind our backs? The number of times we let Jesus down. The number of times, family, we lose our cool. Yes. Until early on that Easter morning, a very large stone blocked Peter's life. And it was a very large stone of doubt. But the resurrection power of God rolled that very large stone of doubt away. Why did he do that? He did it to get rid of Peter's doubt and to refresh his hope, his sure and certain hope in an all-powerful God with whom, hallelujah, nothing, no thing is impossible. Father God rolled it away from Peter, and Father God will roll it away, family, from you and from me, because Father God has not changed. And the second stone is the very large stone of despair. Not only Peter, but the women also had a very large stone blocking their lives too. That very large stone of despair. They'd wanted to do so much. They'd been able to do so little. They were unable to anoint the body of their beloved Jesus before he was put in the tomb. They could hardly wait until the Sabbath was over before hurrying back to the grave to perform this duty of love. They arrived at the tomb, wondering how on earth were they going to remove that stone. It was impossible for these women. Can we even, all right, they were thrilled when they found the stone was rolled away, but can we even begin to imagine the despair that gripped their hearts? The stone was rolled away, but the body of Jesus had gone. Their beloved Jesus wasn't there anymore. What had happened? Somebody rolled a stone away and taken the body? What had happened? They didn't know. Ladies, have you ever lost your favorite piece of jewelry? Or a wedding ring? Or engagement ring? And been unable to find it? But you hoped, oh boy, you hoped against hope that you would. Mums and dads, have you ever taken the family on a picnic and looked for the youngest one and is missing, or she's missing? Where have they gone? I remember when I was a kid, we used to go to the seaside once a year for a week, about all we could afford. And Mum and Dad would look around and Charlie was missing. And they would go mad. Well, I mean, I'd been given some money, so I go to the fun fair. Have a good time. Why not? Grief, I was at least 5 or 6 years old. Boy, did I get it. And I got a lecture every time we went on holiday for the next 10 years. Oh, dear. And then, again, me. I had a very, very special pen given to me by Bayside in 1997 on the 35th anniversary of my ordination. And I lost it in the waiting room of an airport. Utter despair. How can I face Bayside Church? I've lost my pen. Well, for Peter and for the women, doubt and despair were dismissed. They had hope. And the very large stone that had blocked their lives, that millstone, had been rolled away. It was gone. The resurrection power of God, family, rolled that very large stone of despair away. And for the same reason as before, to get rid of despair and to refresh hope, a sure and certain hope in an all-powerful God with whom nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Father God rolled it away from Peter to underscore his vital need for hope and to refresh his entire future. Father God rolled it away from the women to underscore their vital need for hope and to refresh their entire future. And family, doubt and despair, Father God will roll them both away from you and from me to underscore our vital need for hope and to refresh our entire future. I love the way that Eugene Peterson puts it in the Message translation. He says, the women were completely taken aback. I don't know about you, but the love of God has constantly, completely taken me aback. Why should he love Charlie? Charlie knows how bad he is. Charlie knows the mistakes he's made. Charlie knows what he used to be like before he gave his life to Jesus. So does God. All rolled away. All rolled away. The women were completely taken aback by the incredible way their hope had been fulfilled as the angel told them, he's been raised up, he's here no longer. That's hope. The sure and certain hope, family, that you can have and I can have in our precious Father God. And when they ran to tell the disciples, and Peter rushed to the open tomb, and hoping upon hope, saw. And then later, Jesus appeared to all the disciples in the upper room. His doubt turned to glorious belief. All of Peter's doubts and despair, gone. All of the women's despair and doubt, gone. All turned to joy. Why? Because now they knew Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. I won't go on because Alice said, can't sing in tune. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And just in case you're interested, of course you know by now, I found my pen. I prayed. I prayed like crazy. And I'll tell you what, I certainly hoped. And miraculously, yes, even in that very large airport, one small pen was found. That's our God. That's how much he loves us. And the third stone, the very large stone of death. Now in John 11, verses 24 and 26, we have Jesus' own promise. And again, I'm reading from the Message Bible. Jesus says, I am right now resurrection and life. The one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. And everyone who lives believing in me does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this? I do. I'm probably nearer than you are, but I want to tell you, family, I'm getting more excited every day. We serve a God who is love and who loves us and forgives us. Even the very large stone of death has been removed. opening up to all of us, family, the sure and certain hope of resurrection to eternal life. Because Jesus is alive, we, if we have given our life to Jesus, will be with him forever. What a thought. With him forever. Do you believe this? One or two do. Family, it's because of the resurrection of our precious Lord Jesus Christ that the very large stones, the millstones of doubt, despair, and death, and so much more, have been rolled away, so that we too can be refreshed in faith. We can have a sure and certain hope, and so much more. There's no better time for God's children, you and me, to be filled with hope than Easter morning. Hallelujah. I love Easter. But then every morning should be Easter morning for God's children. Every morning should be Easter morning. For God so loved the world. The world, everybody in it. He made it. He made you. He made me. God so loves you that he gave fully, totally, completely his only begotten Son to the end that all who believe in him should not perish through doubt, through despair, through disappointment, through death, through so many more things that can happen in life, but have hope-filled, refreshing, everlasting life. I don't know about you, but that sounds a good menu to me, and I love my food. What a glorious morning, message, glorious message for every morning of every day. A message to set our hearts alight and on fire for our loving, precious, risen Lord. Family, it doesn't matter what very large stones are blocking your life right now. It doesn't matter what millstones are hanging around your neck or my neck or the necks of our loved ones or friends. Father God, roll them all away on resurrection morning. The way to God, family, is wide open as that grave, because Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. No matter what obstacles we may think stand between us and Father God, there's hope. Sure, certain hope for every single one of us. Is your life a burden? Have you a very large stone weighing you down now as you listen, as you watch on live stream? Have you perhaps lost hope? Well, I want to finish by reading 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 to 22 in the New Living Translation. Listen. In fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. I like it. Because of the resurrection hope, even the heavy stones of doubt, despair, and death can be rolled away. All Jesus asks is that you come. Come to him. Say, Jesus, I know I need you as my Lord and my Savior. I know that is probably most of you, but last night, three beautiful people gave their lives to Jesus. Hallelujah. I wonder if there is anyone here. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Let's close our eyes. Father, you know all our hearts. You know us better than we know ourselves. You know those who need you. And Lord, if there's anyone here this morning who knows that they need you, now is their opportunity to come to you. I wonder if there's anybody here you never knew the wonder of resurrection morning, the wonder. You never even thought of what it means to know Jesus as Lord, to know Jesus as Savior, for the stones to be rolled away. And you feel, yes, yes, I'd like that to happen to me. I'd like that. And would you, while we have our eyes closed and our heads bowed, would you just raise your hand so that I can see? We have Lacey and Shelley at the back, and they would love to just give you a Bible and let you know something about the step that you've taken. Anybody? Just raise your hand. It doesn't take much. Okay. We say together, dear Father God, thank you for Easter. Thank you that our Lord Jesus was raised from the dead so that all stones, no matter what they are, no matter how heavy they are, can be rolled away from our lives forever. Oh Lord, you are so good, and we love you so much, and we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Woohoo! Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this weekly message audio podcast. If you'd like to listen to more messages and find out more information, check out our website at www.baysidechurch.com.au. Church has changed. Check it out.